Hello, this is Alan Arnett calling again on April the 26th from Camp 2 at 21,500 feet at the base of the Lotsi Base on Mount Everest. It's Sunday and it's currently about 7:10 p.m. I just wanted to give a quick update that the aftershock that occurred today that was measured at 6.4 north of Kathmandu has created more damage than the Khumbu ice fall. Thus, those people that were valiantly trying to repair the route have deemed that the ice fall is too dangerous and impassable. So our Madison Mountaineering team, along with all the rest of the teams, will be moving down to Camp 1. And some teams, in fact, have, I believe, took a helicopter tonight back down to base camp or to Gorge Shep. That's our plan as well. We will move down to Camp 1 tomorrow, April 27th. And then we will await the good weather, which could be later that night, tomorrow night this time, or perhaps on the 28th. Unclear of exactly when, you know, the helicopters will be able to come up and pick us up. But the bottom line is that the ice fall has been deemed impassable at this point, and the ice fall doctors, in fact, have retreated back down the Gorge Shep and are no longer actively helping to maintain the ice fall. So it fell into the hands of a few professional commercial guides, to which all of us up here in the Western Coon were very grateful to their efforts, and hopefully we can get out with them later. I also want to take this opportunity to acknowledge the loss of our Madison Mountaineering base camp manager and team doctor, Eve. She was a beautiful spirit, 22 years old from Thailand, who crushed all of her heart. And she was killed in the Serac relief that came off of Pomori as a result of the earthquake. It's important to remember that this is really not about mountaineering. This is all about the earth and tectonics. And I think this is a horrible, horrible loss of life at the Everest Base Camp. But again, as I said earlier, also back down in Kathmandu, is just a massive loss of life. That's really where the focus should be at this point. But I do want to acknowledge Eve and what she brought to our team, and her wonderful smiling spirit, and she'll be much doing this. I will try to update when we get back down to base camp as soon as that is. Thanks so much for calling.